My Life Today, June 26, Perfect Peace. Emotional maturity brings happiness. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. There are many whose hearts are aching under a load of care because they seek to reach the world's standard. They have chosen its service, accepted its perplexities, adopted its customs. Thus their character is marred and their life made a weariness. In order to gratify ambition and worldly desires, they wound the conscience and bring upon themselves an additional burden of remorse. The continual worry is wearing out the life forces. Our Lord desires them to lay aside this yoke of bondage. He invites them to accept his yoke. He says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." He bids them seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and his promise is that all things needful to them for this life shall be added. Worry is blind and cannot discern the future. But Jesus sees the end from the beginning. In every difficulty, he has his way prepared to bring relief. Our Heavenly Father has a thousand ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing. Those who accept the one principle of making the service and honor of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. In the heart of Christ, where reigned perfect harmony with God, there was perfect peace. He was never elated by applause or dejected by censure or disappointment. Amid the greatest opposition and the most cruel treatment, he was still of good courage. True happiness is found in learning of Christ. Those who take Christ at his word and surrender the soul to his keeping, their lives to his ordering, will find peace and quietude. Nothing of the world can make them sad when Jesus makes them glad by his presence. It is the love of self that brings unrest.